The Kimberley Community Band had their final show of the season on Thursday, July 17, part of their summer concert series in the Platzl. The outdoor concerts are free to enjoy, but the band always accepts donations to put towards great local causes. "Any funds collected go to the bursary," said band director Jeannie MacDonald. "We've given out several of the bursaries to about 8 students, some of whom have gone on to study music. Not many people do music in post-secondary these days. The two that went on to do music post-secondary, both said that the community band was instrumental in giving them the skills they needed in their musical development." The most recent recipient of the band's scholarship was Boddy Kirkby, who is heading to study music at the University of Victoria this fall. "The Kimberley Community Band is truly a non-profit. Anything anybody donates at a concert goes to something in the community, either the bursary or the food bank or some other cause." With the Kimberley Farmers Market in full swing just a block away, and other music events happening around town, the Platzl was bustling on Thursday evening for the band's final performance of the year. "Usually we get about 100 people, and last night was no exception, and they're specifically there to see the band perform," MacDonald added. "We have lots who stroll by, and when we're playing some dance music I could see people dancing and stuff, especially little kids, which was lovely. But we have literally dozens and dozens of people who bring a chair or sit on the planters and they come specifically for our concert." Co-director Ian Ferry added the concerts are meant to be informal, a chance for people to sit and take in some music while enjoying a snack or an ice cream cone. The band performed such classics as Duke Ellington's Take the A Train, which the band Canadianizes by calling it Take the Train, EH, and the classic march, Old Camrades, which is almost like the band's theme song. "We do show tunes, we do movie soundtracks, we do jazz standards, we do marches, we're good at marches, and we'll do the odd bit of classical music," MacDonald said. "But definitely kind of pop stuff. We don't do serious classics or anything like that, because I don't think that's what people come to us to hear. It's fun, and the people who have come to concerts and then joined the band say, you just play so much fun music." MacDonald added that none of the members of the band are professionals, they're either retired or they have day jobs. In the two consecutive Thursday night concerts, the band played 20 different tunes. The band features an occupational therapist, an accountant, some teachers, some pulp mill workers, all kinds of people. "Considering that this is not their day job, they're amazing," MacDonald said. The band is now taking a break and will regroup on September 11. Their annual Christmas concert is booked for December 12. "The band is always seeking new members, so if you're interested in joining you can contact jeanmacht439@gmail.com. You can also follow the band on Facebook.